But we will announce it, okay? We got it.
Okay, cool, cool. All right. Deacon Percolator, how you doing?
By the grace of God, we keep between the lanes, Doctor. How about you?
All right. Follow the yellow line.
Yes, sir.
That's another thing my pastor used to say, keep it between the lines.
That's it. That's
hold
it.
Hold it in the road. Good evening. Welcome, caller.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good
blessing.
Evening, Pastor, good Professor Kuiper, how you doing?
God bless you.
Doctor of the hour, how you doing, sir?
God bless you, my brother. God bless you tonight. Amen, amen.
Yes,
good to hear y'all voices tonight.
Good to hear yours, sir. Good to hear yours.
Amen. Sister Brenda, I hear you.
I just see where I saw on TV before I came on here where in New Jersey you can do your own demise. You can, she invited her doctor in to give her poison to kill her, and all her friends and family were there standing around the bed. And it's legal there. In New Jersey, it was legal to kill yourself. You know,
as
far as
no.
When you're sick and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I every now and then you hear of it, but that was the first time I'd heard of it in a long time.
Hmm.
So thank God I don't have that want.
Lord have mercy.
But I mean to have all your friends and family around while you drink the poison. And they get the poison from the drugstore. I mean,
my love. My love. Sounds like the younger and the restless.
Well, yeah, but it was all, everything was legal and in order. I mean, far as, you know, all the physicians and pharmacists and all
so
in order.
You can go ahead and kill yourself while the family's standing around.
Yeah, while everybody's standing around you and nobody's crying, nobody's upset that you're gone. That to me was sad. You're like, okay, here, let me get this thing over with. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
Well, that's where we are today.
That's where we are today.
That's where we are today. Things are happening that I never would have realized.
Right.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Number 47, about to cut out welfare.
But Social Security, welfare,
mm-hmm. School loans. You can't get a school loan. Cut off the college appropriations and everything. Mm. Can't get a grant if you're smart. If you are foundation.
Mm-mm.
Foundations, you know, he cut
yeah.
that off too.
And all the immigrants are.
Mm-hmm. Cut off my. Our family, we have a family scholarship foundation that awards scholarships to deserving students. He cut that off too. I can't get any money. We can't get any money to support our foundation. So, like I said, this is where we are. And it's ridiculous. What else can I say? It is ridiculous. Students can't get loans to go to college. The colleges are cut off. The colleges took their money too.
So the only people be going to college is Elon Musk children.
Well,
right.
Well, Brother
thank
Collins.
Thank you.
Brother Collins, the Word of God says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor begging bread.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. That bread is just not physical bread that we go on the shelf to get.
Mm-hmm.
In a form of nourishment to our mind to make us a better people. So he can keep on down the path we thinking he's God. God will show him just who's God.
Mm-hmm.
He can keep on not listening to his advisors that are trying to tell him the right thing, and he'll find out where he end up being.
Mm-hmm.
See, God is still sovereign. Well,
I don't think
sovereign.
Nobody trying to tell him nothing. Don't look like him.
He's a little kid. He's a kid that he wants his way in. He now has the office to do what he wants to do, and he's going to show everybody around him that he's in the control. He has a power complex, but he don't realize who who the real father is.
Amen. Amen. I heard someone ring in. Amen. Welcome to the call.
Oh, I'm on mute. Good evening. This is Janet.
Hey,
Janet. Hello.
I know we're in for a treat because, you know, she don't know how to act since we got Dr. Kuiper teaching the message. You know what I'm saying,
All right, Deacon Everett. Percolating.
How about that, y'all? Y'all be prepared now, because it's going to be a good roller coaster ride tonight.
Amen. Amen.
I'm feeling on how the Holy Spirit leads.
And we are ready. All right. It is 7:07 p.m. on this January 27, 2024. We welcome you all to the call this evening. So on the behalf of Out of the Box Ministries, Man of Hope Resource Center, Thursday Night in the Word, Pastor Kuiper, Enlightenment, and Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, we welcome you all to the call this evening. We're going to begin this evening with the 100th song on the phone app. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence for sin. For ye know that the Lord, he is God. His mercy, he is our keeper, and the sheep of our pastors. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And to his course of praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and is true and enduring to all generations. Amen. Deacon Anderson.
Father God Almighty. God, we come before you this evening. We come to glorify and praise you for being God. You are the one and only true and living God. There's no one greater than you, God. As David said, we will extol you, God. We will continue to praise you because we've come to realize and understand, Heavenly Father, that we are nothing without you. God, we identify and realize that we are the workmanship of your hands. We realize and understand, God, that we did not create ourselves. We realize and understand, God, that without you, we are nothing. And God, we seek you this evening.
Yes.
God, we release our cares and concerns to you because your word tells us to cast our cares upon you because you care. And God, we know that you care. Because when we look back over our lives, God, we've been in some situations in which Satan had designed them to take us out. He had designed them and we lose our mind. He designed that we lose focus and not trust you. But God, thanks be unto our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who you allowed to die, caused us to triumph through him, who gives us that strength, that ability, that might. And we have the indwelling presence, God, of your Holy Spirit, who gives us that wisdom, who gives us that insight, who speaks to us, who reminds us constantly that we are your children. So we have the blood of life through the dying of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come to you at any given time. And God, we are grateful that you are always ready and available to listen to your children. God, we don't have to worry about calling into you 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. You won't answer because you never fail us. You always answer because the word tells us that we are not to fear because you are with us, that we are not to be dismayed because you, God, are our God. And you show us that you will strengthen us, that you will help us, and you have continued to uphold us even through our trying situations with your righteous right hand. You continue to hold us, God, with your righteous right hand because, God, at times we have fallen short and we have sinned against you, but, God, you didn't turn your back on us. And we want to thank you. We come to you, God, tonight to sit at this table to learn more of you, God. God, because we need your word. Your word is indeed a lamp unto all our feet. It is a light unto our pathway, God. And God, we ask now for clear understanding. So as we sit at this table, each of us, Lord, and as you work and move through the minds of Pastor Typer, we ask that you clear his mind right now. We ask that you give him mental clarity. Help him, God, to share your word with simplicity and with understanding. God, we pray that you look upon all the other ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you for each of them and what you have called them to do. And I pray your blessings upon Dr. Deborah Singleton and her family. I pray your blessings upon Dr. Typer and his family. Lord, I pray your blessings upon Apostle Eliasa. I pray your blessings upon Minister Mary Whitfield. I pray your blessings, Father God, upon Minister Denson, upon Minister Ellen Miller, upon Minister Brown and all the other ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray, God, that you will continue to store your wisdom into their mindset. And, Lord, when they're out in the vineyard, when they're teaching and preaching your word, Father God, I pray for your divine angels to keep them safe and to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, you know each and every one of us. You know what we all stand in need of. And we're just trusting in you, God, that you will provide all our needs. And, Lord, when we look back over our life, you've given us more than enough. And, God, I'm grateful. You've given us peace of mind, Lord. And that in itself is indeed a blessing because there's somebody right now walking the streets of Macon, Georgia. They don't even know who they are. But, Lord, you've given us clear mind, even in the midst of the challenges that we have. We want to thank you. I pray now, God, and ask that your divine hands of healing will continue, God, to work in and through our dear sister, Pat Taylor. Lord, I'm asking that you will strengthen the Lord. I ask that you place people in her care that will take care of her in a loving and in a compassionate way and in ways that are needed, Lord. Lord, I pray for a family that you strengthen the family. Lord, I ask that you will continue to walk with our dear sister, Joanne Wimley, and brother John Wimley as they travel back and forth to take care of their daughter, Kayla. We ask that you keep your hand of healing working in and through Kayla. We thank you, Lord, for how you've already worked in her life. We're trusting in you, God, to continue to touch her body and continue to heal her, Lord. And, Lord, there are so many other requests that we are on place before you tonight. But we're trusting you because you are the healer. You are the sustainer of all things. And, God, we love you and we appreciate you, God. We just ask now, Holy Spirit, that you take over this session, that you speak to our hearts and our minds. And when we disconnect from this line, Father God, I pray that you will anoint us even more with your power to go out into this world to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that don't know you. Help us on our walk, God, to humble ourselves, not to puff ourselves up, Lord. Help us to humble ourselves, to mind our speech and not speak our mind. Help us, God, to humble ourselves, to use the tongues that you've given us to lift others up, to encourage others up, to make certain that we are feeding your word and not our own agenda. Lord, help us to be the men and women you've called us to be as we prepare for this fast coming Monday, Lord. Lord, we are releasing all our cares. Help us, Lord, those of us who need to pull off some things. Give us the strength, Lord, to pull them off, to release ourselves, to give them to you, to free us so that we can praise you and just continue to glorify you. These things, God, we ask of you in the powerful and precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It's Sister Milton, on. He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a shelter in time of the storm. My Lord, he's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a shelter in the time of the storm. My Lord, he's both the right. My hand is to be no other, if I know if thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, where shall I go? My Lord, he's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a shelter in the storm. Amen.
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 Yes, he is. Amen. Yes, he is.
He's a battle axe. In the time of the battle. He's a battle axe. We thank God today. Hallelujah for this evening. We thank God for an opportunity to share with you all this evening and just to be on the line with saints of God, people who love the Lord, people who are serving in the kingdom of God, doing things to bring food to those in need, clothing to those who are in need, to lift up the brokenhearted. In the midst of a time when uncertainty is in our face. Yes, we live in a time of uncertainty in this earth today. A lot of things are going on and people are worried about many things, but I heard Brother Everett say a quote from David. I believe it goes something like, I've been young and now I am old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We walk in the trust of knowing that our God is able to keep us in the midst of the storm. I thank God for all of you saints on the line. Thank you, Deacon Connor, Brother Everett, Sister Ruby, her Sister Brenda on the line, and Sister Janet. Dr. Deb is on the line. I heard Dr. Deb on the line. And all the saints who have chimed in tonight that we might be on one accord, that we invoke the aid of our God as we look at the scripture tonight. We just thank God for this opportunity. Here again, Dr. Deb has asked me to come to share from Psalms 145. That's our focus tonight. This is something that was part of those of you who may be a part of the International Sunday School Lesson Series. This was the lesson that came up for this past week, this past Sunday. And it so blessed me because I believe that when we finish with 145, it should ignite us as we are moving forward into the days ahead, even into the fast that has been declared. I say it's declared because as our leaders have come together in agreement on one accord, we have pulled everybody into the fellowship of fasting, repentance, and prayer. So we're preparing for that, and we must prepare our hearts and our minds to enter into a fast and prepare our bodies for the fast. But we are entering into a fast with expectations that God will meet us there. Yes, he will. And we're just looking forward to what God is going to do, and I know we'll hear a little bit more about that tonight as we move forward. But if I can, and I know, Dr. Deb, it won't come out the same way as it did on Sunday. It's going to come out the way God is giving it tonight. But the word is still the same, and it's still true. Why did that lesson matter? Why does this matter? Because we live in an ever-changing world of turmoil and uncertainty. Don't you feel the uncertainty? I just heard tonight Sister Brenda talk about in a state where they can do mercy killing. That was euthanasia, I believe, is the technical term for what you were talking about.
That's right. Sister Brenda. That's right. That's right.
And so they're able to exercise it. But I have a young man that's working for me right now, and his mother is further along in years, and we were talking about his situation, and he was communicating. I said, no, we pray. We believe God for healing. We hold on to life until God decides. It's time to leave. That's how we do it. That's how we as believers do it. We know that we will eventually be poured out of this life. But we love like David prayed until the child was taken on to glory and transitioned into the other life and was promoted, as we say. So I don't know about the laws of the land. We don't have to follow laws if they're not forcing us, and even enforcing us, if it's an unjust law, we have to stand for what God's law, because his law supersedes man's law in the hearts of the believer. That's why there's some turmoil, there's some uncertainty, there's some trouble. We can find a source of relief and a reason for joy. Psalms 145 is going to invite us to find constancy in God's everlasting kingdom of steadfast mercy, his power, goodness, and compassion. So the word encourages us. So we're going into Psalm 145 for encouragement, and we're going for understanding. Yes, we want to understand. And my title for the psalm tonight is God, Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are, the situation. Once we come into a knowledge of who God is, we can always give him praise, no matter what the circumstances or situations. We say that, but we have to walk in that sometimes, so we have to face some trials and tribulations. We have to face some situations that are not favorable to it. I heard Deacon Connors mention some things being cut off. And we pray for the release of those things for your family and for the things that you all were able to do to help others. We pray for release that people can continue. But at the time now where everything is being clamped down, we must get prayed up. If come things on, are man. Being clamped down, we must start to get prayed up. So that we can lift up one another in this situation. This psalm just kind of ignited us on Sunday. I carried it all day. So I hope that it's a blessing to you. And I'll give you a little background because we kind of talked about the psalms. A lot of us go to the book of psalms to read them. They're so powerful to us. They speak to us as all the psalmists have written these books. Now, we've been taught through our teaching that this book of Psalms is divided into actually five different books, and those books correspond to certain beliefs or things. Like the first part deals with covers of blessing, the fall and redemption, The book number two deals a lot with ruin and rescue by God, when God rescues his people. Book three corresponds to God's temple. Book four corresponds to the wilderness and God's sovereignty over all creation. And book five covers praise and the word of God. And where we are right now, we're in book five, which starts at Psalm 107 and goes to Psalm 150. 150 is always one of our favorites because it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So where we are now, we're in 145. And just to tell you some things about this Psalm 145, this psalm is written in the text as David's psalm of praise. In the NIV, it says a psalm of praise of David. And I thought that was nice that they started with the word praise. And I think I remember sharing with y'all that in the Old Testament scripture, in the Hebrew language, there are at least seven words that were translated into the English word praise that were in Hebrew. We heard of some of these words in a song that came out some time ago. Todah, Yada, Hallel, Shabbat, Zamar, Barak, and Tehillah. And so these words are distinctive in Hebrew but are translated into the English word praise. Sometimes by the flow of the English, we can get the intent of the word, but in the Hebrew, we get to understand the exact meaning of the word. So when it says a song, when it says it's a David's psalm of praise, it is David's psalm of Tehillah. That word Tehillah, hallelujah, in the Hebrew is a hymn. So this is his song, his hymn, and I would like to say his spirit hymn. This is David writing and probably putting to the music this psalm based on David's life, because he's reflecting a thing that he came to understand and know about God. Listen, this is the last song in this book of Psalms for which David is given direct credit for having written himself. Now there are some other psalms that we know that David had wrote. There was Psalm 17 and Psalm 86 are called a prayer of David. But this particular psalm is the only one that has the title a praise of David. Yes, because it's, like I said, it's a culmination of all David has learned about God during his life of following hard after the Lord God Almighty. Yes, from the time he was a shepherd boy. Yes, in the fields, getting to know more about the Lord, knowing that the Lord was his shepherd, that he shall not want. He became to know who God was on an intimate level as a young boy. Even when he came up against Goliath, yes, he learned more about who God was in his servants. He knew that his God was greater than a Philistine giant, and a whole nation of Philistines for that matter. So he knew things about God. So David is learning and has learned something about God, and he put this psalm together, the last of nine psalms. And when we look at nine of psalms, there are nine psalms in the book of Psalms that are considered acrostic patterns. I'm just setting some things up. This is the background theology here, just a little background theology. And so this is the last of nine psalms that use an acrostic pattern. We know the acrostic patterns when they take the Hebrew alphabet and each verse would be assigned to an alphabet. And so Psalms 9, Psalms 10, if you're writing it down, Psalms 25, Psalms 34, Psalms 37, Psalms 111, Psalm 112, Psalms 119, which we're familiar with, we see the acrostic in it, and this Psalm 145. They all have been written in this acrostic pattern. And five of the nine acrostic psalms that I just stated are attributed to King David. Yes, following that Hebrew alphabet structure. So it was said that in Jewish practice that this psalm was recited twice in the morning and once in the evening service. Yes, the Talmud commends all who repeat it three times a day as having a share in the world to come. So this is a powerful psalm that's even used in Jewish practice. They recite this. And so this is what we're going to kind of do a little bit. We're going to walk through the psalm tonight. And I want you to think about these psalms as we go from 145, even from 145 up to 150. All these psalms begin with praise the Lord in some form. It's talking about praising God. So they begin with praise and they end with praise. And so we must become consistent praisers of our God. But our knowledge and what drives us to our praise should be our knowledge of who God is, not just somebody telling us to praise it. I know we have exhorters that try to exhort us into praise, but when you come into the knowledge of who God is, you could be just all by yourself reading the Word of God and get a revelation of who God is, and you're going to say, thank you, Jesus. You're going to say, something's going to happen to you that you're going to respond to that word. Because God has revealed something about himself to you personally. Yes, and so it's out of our personal understanding, our knowledge of who God is, that our praise comes from. Now, I'm not saying that our emotions don't get involved, because if you get to know him is to love him. To know him is to be excited about him. To know him is to trust him. To know him is to live for him. To know him is to honor him, is to fear him, is to respect him, is to give honor and glory to his holy name. David learned some things about God, and he wants to share some things and exhort us to do some things as we move forward. As the psalm opens, it opens with David talking. He's talking to God. Yes. And as the psalm moves forward, we'll see Dave tell us some characteristics about who God is. And we want to capture some of that as we go through this psalm. Yes. So if you buckle up, we got to buckle up now that 47's in office. So we're going to buckle up on this psalm tonight.
Amen.
Let's buckle up tonight.
Amen.
And see where God is taking us tonight. So let's start off with this psalm tonight. We'll look at verse number one. We're walking through tonight. Walk with me. Walk with me tonight. The psalm says, and I'm going to use King James, and I'll switch between King James and NIV. He said, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will extol thee, my God, O King. David is talking to the Lord and telling him that he will extol thee. What an interesting word. In the NIV, it says, I will exalt you. But that word there, extol, I like because it talks about lifting up. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to raise you up high, God, above everything. Remember, we say his name is above every name. He said, God, I'm going to extol you. I'm going to lift you up above the heavens. I'm going to lift you all the way up. I'm going to extol you. We have to have a heart to extol God above everything. Yes, David says, I will extol thee, my God. He's making a person. He's my God and O King. So David is acknowledging him as God, Elohim, his creator, and he's acknowledging him as his king. Yes, David was a king. That's why this is good. Because David said, yes, I'm a little king on the earth, but you are a big king of the universe. Yes, yes, God is a big king. He said, God, you are king. You're my king. Yes, I rule this little kingdom, but you rule the kingdom everlasting. And so he goes on and said, I will bless your name forever and ever. So he starts off telling God, acknowledging God of who God is, and then saying that I will bless his name. That word blessed there is Barak, means I'm going to, yes, I'm going to greatly, yes, praise and salute you, God. I'm going to salute you. I'm going to bless your name, your character, forever and ever, forever throughout eternity. So here we got just in the first two verses, or the first verse itself, is lifting God above everything. So in our lives, we must learn to lift God above everything. When we wake up in the morning, we should lift up God. We lift up the name of Jesus. We lift him up knowing that he's our God and our King. And we bless his name. We salute him forever and ever. David says in verse 2, every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. He's reminded, he says it in two verses, forever and ever. David learned something about God. So no matter what state he was in, he knew he was going to praise God. Even in the midst of his failure, when it brought to his attention, he had to go to God and give his and bless God's name and honor God's judgment, or should I say consequences, for his own sin. David said, I will praise your name forever. And I want to take that word praise, because the word that we started off with the psalm title was Tehillah. Here the word praise, when he said, I will praise thy name forever, is the Hebrew word hallel. Hallel means to boast or to shine. See, when we're praising God, we're boasting about who he is. Because it's not about who we are, it's about who he is. So we praise him, we highlight him, we boast about who God is. So David is letting you know, no matter how tough he was as a king, he has to boast about his God above anything. Yes. So he said, I will boast about your name, because your character is righteous. Your character is perfect, God. And he goes on in verse 3, where I get my title for this. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. God is great. He is great and he's greatly to be praised. He is greatly to be praised in whatever situation we find ourselves in. Yes, no matter how you feel today, God is still great. No matter how you feel about what's happening in the world, great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. And his greatness, David says, is unsearchable. Yes, in the NIV it says that no one can fathom it. So even as much as we try to understand who God is, we're still searching. We're searching. Our whole life as believers is trying to draw nigh to God and to find out who he is. Even the more searching, his unsearchable riches, his unsearchable glory. Yes, yes, yes. I'm reminded of the text that came to mind when this came up to me before. It came up in the Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 20. He says, for this reason, Paul is talking, since the day we heard about you, Colossians, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. You're going to need it. Going to need it coming in 25. And giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, Jesus, in whom we have redemption, that is, my brothers and sisters, the forgiveness of sin. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created,
things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible things, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and is the head of the body. He is the head of the body, the church, Christ. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. Yes, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ and through Christ to reconcile himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. I know that was a lot, but see, that's what we're getting knowledge. Paul is revealing to us his understanding and talking about us growing in the knowledge of Christ, in the knowledge of God. And once we continue to grow in the knowledge of who God is, it changes our praise. It perfects our praise. It strengthens our praise. It solidifies our praise. We begin to lift God up above every circumstance and every situation. Yes, because his greatness is unsearchable. Yes, it says one generation. One generation, verse 4, shall praise the works of another and shall declare mighty works. This is powerful because now we're talking about generation to generation talking to one another. Yes, regardless, there may be some millennials on the line. There may be some young people on the line. Yes. Your poor parents should be telling you about God and about his greatness. And you, too, should be sharing what you know about God with them. Because sometimes the young people have revelations of God and begin to understand who God is. We need to hear from generation to generation how great our God is and how he's operating in the lives of believers. So from generation to generation, there's revelation and understanding. So even tonight, the older generation might inspire the younger generation concerning the things that God did in the prayers. A lot of times the Psalms talk and rehearse what God had done for the Israelite people. We talk about what was done for us in this country as we came out of slavery. We talk about the things that God has done as we move forward in our lives and we began to become more prosperous. We talk about God healing someone who was sick. We talk about how God has done things in our life, so we began to exalt the name of our God because of how good God is. He's great. Great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be bragged about. And if we want to praise God, because in our imperfection and our finiteness, if we really want to praise him, we praise him by talking about who he is. That's how we praise him. We talk about who he is. How great he is. Listen. And so as we go through this, verse 5, he said, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare your greatness. It's all about God being great in our lives. Yes, we love the Lord, and we trust him, and he's sovereign. Verse 7, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy goodness, and they shall sing of thy righteousness. Yes, people are going to sing. We sing songs to bless our God, to sing of his rightness. We remember what God has done in our lives. Verse number 8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great mercy. I love this one because, Deacon Connor, this one goes back to Exodus, yes, it goes back to Exodus, back when Moses was on the mountain with the Lord. Yes, he was there on the mountain with God, and God was talking to Moses. Yes, this is powerful because this is when God revealed himself. Yes, when God revealed himself to him. Yes, Lord. God revealed himself to Moses, told him who he was. God bragged on himself. God sometimes speak on himself. He said, look, I'm great. I am the Lord. I'm full of compassion, slow to anger. So God tells us who he is. And even God entered into covenant with us by his name, because he knew that if it was just by Abraham entered into covenant with God, that Abraham would fail on his part. So God swore by himself, because great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. God said, I could swear by no other, so I swore by myself. Yes, yes. So that's how it is. God revealed himself as being gracious and full of mercy, slow to anger, and full of great mercy. Yes, in the NIV it says that he's rich in love, slow to anger and rich in love. And that mercy that he's talking about, he goes on in verse 9, the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Listen, God is good to all. Some of the theologians would say that has to do with a common grace to everything, to every creature, to everything. He's good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his works, all of his creation. Listen. That tender mercy, it's like a woman. The women who had children can relate to this. When they held that baby in their arms, that little baby that they gave birth to, and they had that love for him, that tender love that they had for their child. This is the love that God has for his children. This is how he loves us, with a tender mercy. Yes, God loves us. He embraces us. He loves us. And all his works, everything that he does, praises his name. Yes. So as we go through the last verses of this, as I try to get through these last verses, we're going to see some things that God is as we go through that. We already know that he's gracious and full of compassion. We know that God, the Lord, is good to all. As we move forward, we'll find out that there's more to that. Yes, and because he's good to all, everything that has breath can praise the Lord. We should speak of the glory of his kingdom. We should talk about his power, because God has all power. He's omnipotent to make known to his sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. God's kingdom is everlasting. It's an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endured throughout all generations. Yes, God has dominion over all generations. So from our foreparents to us, to the generation to come, God has dominion over all. His kingdom is everlasting. In this world, kingdoms rise up and kingdoms fall. Empires rise up, empires fall. Even in the book of Daniel, when Daniel interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, and he talked about the statue that was in his dream, he talked about each one of them representing a kingdom that would fail, a kingdom that rose up, but it eventually came to ruin. But God's kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. It's always going to be in dominion throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, verse 14, and raises up those that be bowed down. The Lord is able to keep us even if we fall. Yes, we can confess to him, 1 John 1:9. We can take that out and scrub ourselves and say, Lord, forgive me. I fail, but God, forgive me. Cleanse me from unrighteousness. And he can restore us. As we turn away from the sin, he'll restore us to fellowship with him. He helps those who sometimes fall. But listen, he's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Yes, our God can do that. But he also raises up those that are bowed down, those that are being oppressed. He raises them up. Those that feel this uncertainty of what's going on in this world today, he will raise them up. Our eyes must always be looking toward the hill which cometh our help. Yes, the eyes of all who wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Yes, the Lord is saying that the eyes of all are waiting upon him. We look to the hills to see our help is coming. We know that our help comes from the Lord who maketh the heavens and the earth. And the Lord said that he would give them their meat in due season. Yes, he may not come when we want him to. He may say yes. He may say no. Sometimes he says wait. And I know that the when hope is deferred, it makes our hearts sick, the proverb writer says. But when joy cometh, it's a spring, a well of life. Yes, we look and long for the Lord to help us and to deliver us. Yes, the Lord says that we will receive our meat in due season. We will get our food at the proper time. Yes, the Lord says his hand is open. Thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. For out of the hand of the Lord, everything can be supplied with its needs. Everything that's on this earth that's living is living within God's hand. He has the whole world in his hand, and he's making sure that everything that's on the earth is surviving based on the thing that he has provided them. So God's hand opens up that everything, the desire of every living thing, what they need, they can have. Because the Lord is righteous, verse 17, in all his ways, and holy in all his works. Yes, he is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all that he does. Yes, the Lord can do anything but fail us. He is doing what is right. He's righteous. And the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him and to all that call upon him in truth. So the Lord is close. He's near to all who call upon him and to all that call upon him in truth. So if we draw nigh to the Lord, he'll draw nigh to us. In this time of fasting and prayer and repentance, we draw closer to the Lord that he might draw closer to us. We dedicate ourselves to him. We consecrate ourselves to him. We want to be filled with his goodness, with his love, with the Holy Spirit. We want Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our lives. And we draw near to him that he might reveal more to us during this time of fasting, repentance, and prayer. We are looking for God. We're looking to him. We know that he has everything that we need in his hand. So we know that our God can supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we reach out to him. So he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him, verse 19. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserve all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. I had a habit of telling people sometimes they would come to me and complaining about what somebody else was doing, either on the job or something that a leader was doing that they felt was wrong and it was right, wasn't right, treating people in the wrong manner. Whenever somebody talks about that to me and tell me what other people are doing, I said, don't worry. Nobody's getting away with nothing. Listen, God sees everything. He says, fret not thyself for the work of evildoers, for in due season they will be cut down. So we may not see it. God may not allow you to see it because we're not to gloat when God is dealing with our enemies. We're not to gloat when God is dealing with those who are doing evil, but we recognize that God's judgment will come upon those who are doing wrong and are wicked in the earth. And yes, for those that are the ones that he loves, he will chastise them. Yes, for God loves and he chastises those whom he loves. So we know God will deal with us. And as he comes to the end of this psalm, David is telling you these things about who the Lord is. Yes, He's telling you that he's gracious, full of compassion, good to all. Yes, David is telling you these things about who God is and what his kingdom is like. His kingdom is everlasting. He's saying that the Lord would uphold all of that fall. Yes, the Lord is there for all of us. The Lord is righteous. And the Lord is not only righteous, but he's near us. He's holy in everything that he does. He's right there for us if we just but open our mouths and call upon the name of the Lord. The word of God says that they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, yes, salvation is sure because we have spoken it from our mouths. We have spoken out of our mouths our profession of thy faith, that we believe in God. We believe that Jesus is the Lord of lords, the King of kings. Yes, he comes into verse number 21 as David closes his psalm. He says, my mouth speaks the praise of the Lord.
Yes.
He said, my mouth speaks a hymn to the Lord. Yes. My mouth speaks a tehillah to the Lord. Yes,
yes,
my mouth is singing. I open my mouth and I sing a praise to God.
Love
and
Lord.
All flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. That all of us bless God's holy name forever and ever. Yes, David reflects and he learned something about God. He understands more about God. It's always good to me to hear the older saints ahead of me, anybody who's ahead of me, as they began to speak about God. They talk about the goodness of God. Yes, they talk about the struggles that they have. They talk about the difficulties in life. But they always boast about who God is. They always give him the praise that he's due. I'm asking you tonight, do you give God the praise that he's due every day, even in the midst of the situations and circumstances of the day? Hallelujah. I thank God tonight for being able to give praise him and to exalt his name. I want to lift God's name up high above
yes.
earth. I want to
yes.
lift his name up every day.
Yes,
yes, the enemy wants to attack, but I lift up the name of the Lord because in the praise, he will fight your battle. Yes, if you praise him, he will fight your battle. And if you got a problem, as I said before, if you're sitting there and you got trouble at your door, the enemy is knocking at your door, just turn to Jesus and say, Lord, would you get the door for me? Would you answer that for me, Lord? Because the Lord can take care of it. He can deal with it. He suffered. He bled and he died for us. We have a high priest who cares about the feeling of our infirmity, who in every point was tempted like us, but yet without sin. Yes, he is the one that we turn to in the midst of our struggle. Yes, we don't
yes.
know the answers to the coming, ending situation in the earth. We don't know what's going to happen the next day. So much has happened in 1 week. Our heads are spinning. Some of heads of people, heads are spinning. But if your eye is focused on the rock, you got stability. You
yes.
know that you're going to trust God in the midst of the storm.
Yes.
Put your eyes on Jesus. Never take your eyes off. Look up
yes.
to the Lord. Lift his name up above every name. Maybe we need to just use his name a little bit more when we're around people.
Come on.
Yes, we're
yes.
triumphant. We are triumphant. We are victorious because he's got the victory. He's already won the battle. We just got to walk in it, believe it, and walk in the beauty of his holiness. Listen, saints, I'm encouraging you tonight as I try to close tonight. I want to encourage you tonight to read these psalms. Just read them for yourself. I read and went through them and interpreted them. But just read them for the power that is in there. And when you're thinking about extolling or exalting God, just lift him up above everything. If something happens when I praise God, even in delivering this message, I could tell you some things about some pain in my body right now, but I don't feel it like I did before I started. Something happened
yes.
when you began to praise God. Oh, yeah, it
yes.
might come back. Oh, yeah, but right now I'm feeling good. I'm feeling
yes.
like the Lord has heard my praise. Yes, our Lord hears our praise. Psalms 146, 47, 48, 49, and you know about 150. Y'all got to read them. 46, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing
yes.
praises unto my God while I have any being. Come on, somebody. Put your trust. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, and he returns to the earth. I don't put my
yes.
trust in a president. not a president, an emperor, or anybody. No, no, no. I put my trust in the Lord. I praise him. And that in every day the man will perish. Happy is he that has God, the God of Jacob, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgments to the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prison. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raised them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He relieved the fatherless and the widows. But the way of the wicked he turned upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Listen, I just read that one. I just wanted to throw another one in because I'm going to encourage you to read these songs. Read them out loud to yourself. Just get in the room and start saying these songs out loud and let the praise lift you up. Pick any psalm that you want. But we want the word of God to lift us. We stand upon the word of God and the praises of the psalms. The people who wrote it from their experiences with God. And if you learn to continue to praise God, God will give you your praise for him for what you know he is in your life. I'm here to tell you a living testimony. I know who God is in my life. When I had my encounter, I think about Moses on the mountain. I think about Elijah in the cliff of the mountain. Oh, God revealed himself to him. We can ask God to show himself to us. Show yourself to me, God. Show yourself in my life. Show yourself real to me. I want to know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I want to know the God that Moses knew. I want to know the God that Joshua knew. I want to know the God that David knew. I want to know this God of this scripture that I'm reading, God. I'm believing and I'm praying and I'm asking you, God, to show me even more of yourself. Oh, the reason why we don't ask that, because I don't know if we read it. I remember I used to talk to my wife. My wife was talking about she didn't want to see an angel. So we don't know what an angel really looks like, but he looked at the little pictures, but that ain't what the angels look like. So some people are afraid to even see one because an angel could be a terrible-looking creature. Yes, we want to see God as he is. God will never reveal himself face-to-face because he only did that with Moses. But he reveals something about himself to every character that we know about, that we talk about, and we talk about in ways of God in the scripture. We want to know the God that Isaiah, oh, my goodness, be lifted up and see the reign of the temple, his reign fill the temple of God. What don't you want to see him? Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Oh, there to see him of his saving grace. Somebody was singing a song because they wanted to be in the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. I want to be in his presence more. I want to know that God is with me more. I want to believe God for what he can do more. Listen, men walk with God. Women walk with God. They walk with God and God bless their lives. We got testimonies of things have done on in your life, Dr. Dale, Sister Ruby, Deacon Connor, Brother Evan. We got testimonies, Sister Brenda, Sister Janet, we have testimonies of what God has done. And we don't worry about how big somebody else's testimony. Have your testimony of who God is in your life. Oh, yeah, we love to hear everybody else, but what has God done for you lately?
Yes,
what have
yes.
you seen in God's face lately? Have you drawn romantic him that you've been drawn? Oh, my goodness. Listen, even Paul, Peter and them had him around them, so they walked with the Lord. But Paul had to meet him on the road to Damascus. I don't care if you're on a Damascus road. You can have an experience with the Lord that'll change your life forever. Hallelujah. Yes, those of you on the line have accepted him. Yes, there's always more of God. There's always more that we can understand about God. There's always more praise we can give him. You know, what it say? If I don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. That came from a text, right? You know, Jesus said if they don't praise him,
the rock is going to cry out. So nobody can take your praise. Nobody can beat you being you in walking with God. Walk with God in your journey that he might reveal himself to more. Praise the Lord, all saints. All ye saints, praise the Lord. I love to praise him. I just love to praise him by myself. Sometimes, you know, we like to praise him in the group, but sometimes I just like to praise God by myself. Yes, indeed. I know my grandkids probably think Pape is losing his mind, but I just love the Lord. They say, Pape, you don't play the radio? I said, well, I play the radio sometimes, but I want to talk to y'all. Let's talk. Let's get to know each other. You're my grandkids. I want you to know me. So if you got something to say about Pape, you can talk and tell people about Pape. Well, guess what? I want to know some more about God. I know from the scripture a lot of things about God. I want to know more about God so I can tell somebody about Jesus, so I can tell somebody about the power of God. Then I can talk about what God has done for me. Listen, I'm going to shut it down because, listen, I'm just trying to encourage you. I'm just trying to lift you up. I'm just trying to praise the Lord. I'm just trying to let you know it's taste and see how good. We're going into a time. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah. I told some of y'all the other night, I'm excited. I think that was last night. I'm excited about this fast. You know why I'm excited? Not because, you know, just fasting. I know a group of people that's going to do it. I just did it with another group of people starting the beginning of the year. So I'm going back in. And I want to go in with you guys. I want to go in with these saints. I want to see what God's going to do among this group of people. That's why I'm coming in. Yes, I mean, looking forward to it. And I know the enemy, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Because the devil don't want us to do it. I promise you, you're going to have some things that come up to try to throw you off of this thing. But you be true. Let's encourage each other in the faith. Let's encourage each other along this journey. We began to learn how to encourage. Fasting is one way that we learn how to encourage each other when we all trying to do something in the same direction. See, we got unity. There's unity among the believers. Yes, when we do these things in unity, God will bless us in unity. He will bless you individually, but he'll bless us as a group. So I dedicate myself to following the path of this starting on the 3rd of February. I'm looking forward to this. I want to praise God. I want my praise to get better. I just want to get praise in the perfection of my praise. You know, and some of y'all know sometimes I try to sing. That's not my gift of the Spirit, but I love to praise him. I love to praise him because when I praise him, it does something to me. It does something to me. So continue to praise him, saints. Lift him up above the heavens, and God will bless you the more. I love to praise him. Great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Hallelujah. I'm praising him right now. God, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity of sharing this word. Father, I know I walked through it, Lord. Lord, your word is so powerful. I just pray for the saints on the line tonight. I hear the song in my heart. I love to praise him. I love to praise his holy name. Lord, I just love to praise you. Father, make us praisers of you, Lord. Not just going around just to say we praise the Lord and hallelujah, but to know that we love you. And when we say we praise you, feel it from the depths of our soul, from the depths of our heart, the depths of our spirit. Lord, reveal yourself more. Holy Spirit, strengthen us. Holy Spirit, heal us. Holy Spirit, lift us up. Holy Spirit, show us, reveal the things that we need to know about our God in this year, 2025, even on today. Reveal yourself, Lord. We'll give you the glory. We give you the praise for what you do. Hallelujah. Whatever somebody is needing in this time of prayer, repentance, and praise, this time of fasting, repentance, and prayer, we will praise you, Lord. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer. Bless us, oh God. Bless the people, God.
Lord, I just pray, Lord, right now, Holy Spirit, just move among us. Just touch our hearts, Lord God. Just show yourself true, Lord. Hallelujah. It's not about us. It's about you, God. So touch right now. If somebody needs a touch right now of healing, touch them right now. If somebody just needed an encouraging word tonight, they needed to be lifted up. They called into this line, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you lift their spirits up, Lord God, to let them know that you are great. Your kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. Father, you are there. Your kingdom. We praise you. We lift your name up, Lord God. We just let you know that we love you. We thank you for Jesus dying on the cross at Calvary. He didn't have to do it, but he suffered, bled, and died for it. Died on the cross and shed his blood. Draw us near to the cross. Draw us near to the place where he suffered and bled for us. Father, cover us in your precious blood. Thank you for the blood that saved us. Thank you for the blood that set us right with you, Father. We're declared righteous before you, God. You're a righteous God. You're a holy God. Father, we bless your name tonight. Father, I thank you for the saints that's on this line. If somebody just needed to hear a word from the Lord tonight, they know that you are there with him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for somebody to get a breakthrough in some area. Not just talking about breakthrough, just for breakthrough. But we know that things are happening in their mind. In our mind, we have strongholds, not believing, concerned about what's up ahead. Let us not worry. We may be concerned, but let us not worry. Let us learn to arm ourselves with the full arm of God. Father, we might be able to withstand the attacks of the evil one. Father, just strengthen us along our journey that we'll be able to stand firm. Father, we even know even after tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow comes and the enemy will try. Father, we stand firm upon your word. We arm ourselves with the arm of God. We come with the fruit of the Spirit, and we speak love, joy, peace. We speak it all in the name of Jesus. Father, just help us to conform our minds to the image of Christ. We make this sacrifice. We sacrifice our praise is the fruit of our lips. We give you that sacrifice. We are going to also clean our vessels through fasting, Father. We're going to repent of anything that's not like you in our lives, Father. We're going to turn our face towards you, Lord God. We're going to draw closer to you. We're going to pray and believe you that you will answer our prayer. Because we pray in faith and pray in your will, and we pray in truth, and you will hear us, oh God. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory tonight. And it is in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I offer this prayer of faith for the saints on the line tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Such a wonderful presentation.
Thank you.
Words of encouragement to the speaker. Words of encouragement. Pastor Piper, excellent job.
Amen.
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 Anyone else?
Thank you, Pastor Piper, for
this lesson on the importance of praising God. And you're right. The works have been finished. We have the Holy Spirit there, here with us now, encouraging us and reminding us of God's word and God's promises and the ability of our Savior Jesus. And we have to praise him through what we're going through. Even when it is challenging, we have to continue to praise him because we serve the sovereign God who already knows how the story is going to work out. Each individual situation we got, God has already, he's already worked it out. We just have to work and walk in peace and walk in confidence. But God's word tells us to cast not away our confidence, for it has a great recompense of reward. And those rewards are rewards of peace, rewards of stability, rewards of strength. And we have to continue to walk in the word and help others, because there are going to be some people that's coming alongside us as well as behind us that's going to need words of encouragement. And they're looking
Amen.
At you and I. They're looking at you and I. Our children are one of the prime examples. That's why we have to be very careful, and we have to be transparent with our children, not just our children, other children as well. So thank you again, brother. I'm praising God even more. I have challenging moments, but I've learned that God has never, ever left me. He's always taking care of me. God bless
yes.
you, brother.
Amen.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Yes,
yes.
sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Me yet, will I trust him?
Amen. 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 No one else.
You know, y'all family, I got to share this praise for y'all family. I got it. You know, I've been going through a lot, but Satan has been trying to steal my joy. Satan has been trying to aggravate me. And I'm so grateful that I have each of you on this line. And I know y'all praying for me. I got some unfavorable news last April. But after that unfavorable news, all the news thereafter have been favorable. And I went to the doctor to follow up on some blood work. And when I went to her back in October, she said, well, I'm not going to put you on any medication just yet. She said, I want to repeat your labs to see how they are. And I had some other tests done before that, and they were good. Very good news. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at my blood work last week, everything is trending in the right order. So I went to her today, and she said, well, your blood work is good. She said, I'm not going to put you on any medicine. She said, we're going to monitor another 3 months. And I asked her about one of my labs. She said, that's good. She said, don't worry about it. And I praise God for that. You know, Satan will get in your head if you allow him to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have to immediately get him out of our head. And I thank God for the indwelling presence of his Holy Spirit that comes around immediately and help me to extinguish those fiery darts of doubt that Satan tries to put in my mind. So I just give God the praise and the glory that all is well, and I know all is well because God tells us and tells me that we are not to look at the situation, trust in him with all our heart, and not lean on to our own understanding what the blood work looks like or what the physician says or what statistics says. We got to trust him with all our heart and lean out into that understanding of that. But in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. He will direct our path to the right person to reach out to the right specialist that we need to contact. He just will do it. So I thank you on this is a praise, and let us continue to praise and do whatever Satan throws at us, because when praising goes up, blessing comes down, and when blessing comes down, we are showered with water from on high and extinguishing every dart that Satan throws at us. Y'all be blessed. Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good evening, family. Good evening to Pastor Reggie for bringing such a dynamic message on tonight as we look at Psalm 145. And as he entitled, Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. I thank you, Pastor Reggie, as you spoke about authentic praise on tonight, praise that is directed to our Heavenly Father, to our King, my King, and my God. I thank you tonight that you brought forth an executive order that has been signed and sealed by our Heavenly Father. It will never be overturned, nor will it ever be rescinded. Number one is, when I looked at verse number 3, it spoke of God's greatness knows no limit, and it recognizes no boundary. No one can measure or comprehend his magnificence. I understand what goes on in the world and what's going on around the world, but my focus is on my God, because I know that God is with me. As Brother Everett says, he's not going to leave me, and he's not going to forsake me. We need to focus. I need to focus on the executive order that has been signed and sealed by our Heavenly Father, one that will never be rescinded. The next thing I captured tonight, not only is my God's greatness has no limit and it recognizes no boundaries, but verse number 6, where we confess that there is nothing greater than you, God. There's nothing mightier than your awesome works. I will tell of your greatness as long as I have breath. Rather than me talking about this or that or what's happening, I recognize it. I am praying in my prayer closet. I know that God sees it. We all see it. But we, Deborah Singleton, have to move to recognizing there is nothing greater than our God. There's nothing mightier than his awesome works. Because what God's going to do for us as his children, see, God's reputation is on the line. God's going to do what God's going to do. The question is, are we going to do what he's called us to do? Is it possible? Is God saying we as people of God need to repent? Is God saying to us that we have walked away from him and we have gotten so caught up in the things of this world that he's calling, wooing us back? Is it possible? It's not God. Is it possible that it's me? I have to do like Michael Jackson said. I got to look in the mirror at myself.
Yes.
That's why when we look at Chronicles, if my people that are called by my name, there are some things we have to do as the people of God. But when you talk about this song tonight, I have to realize when I talk about anything, that there is nothing greater than my God, and that there is nothing mightier than his awesome work. How do we see God working if things don't happen? If things don't have any trials and we don't have any tribulations? How are our spiritual muscles of prayer going to work? How is the coming forth of the Holy Spirit in our lives if we are not submitted and surrendered and walking in obedience? Yes, God is giving us an opportunity as the disciples of Christ not to go along with what the world is saying, but to bring them back to a place where we will say, there's nothing greater than my God. There's nothing mightier than the awesome works of my God. And I'm going to see God do it. And Deacon Connor, I'm putting your foundation on my prayer list, because I'm going to see God work. I'm going to see God do a mighty work. Let me tell y'all something. Before there was Social Security, guess what? God was still providing security for his children. Before there were food stamps, God was providing food and putting food on our table. So we as a people, we as children of God, we have to stand up. This is an awesome opportunity for us to lead people back to the heavenly King. Yes, and the only way we're going to be able to do it is get into the Word of God, rehearsing the Word of God. The other thing I heard you say tonight, Pastor Reggie, is you looked at the attributes of my God. You said that my God is trustworthy. You said that my God is faithful. You said that my God is a sustainer. You said that my God is compassionate. You said that my God is a provider. You said that my God is kind. You said that my God is righteous. You said that my God is perfect. And you said that my God hears and answers prayer. It may be yes, it may be no, and it may be wait. But when God says it, it doesn't matter what category it's in, because I know it is what is best for me. No, yes. It's those things said tonight. I got to trust God. I got to trust God in his timing. And the last thing I want to say tonight, I found it in verse 20 this past week, and I'll say it again. Verse 20, I'm reading from the Voice. It says, all of you who love God, he will watch out for you. Yes. Now, that's something I highlighted in my Bible, y'all. I highlight. He said, all of you who love God, he will watch out for you. So that lets me know, Brother Everett, I got some Psalm 91 protection. I got some Psalm 23 protection. But he also goes on in that verse and says, but total destruction is around the corner for all the wicked. Who's the wicked? Those who refuse to repent while they continue to pursue the harms of others. We have to have a personal commitment. My personal commitment is that I'm going to praise him. My personal commitment is I'm going to ask others to praise him, because I know that my God is in charge. My God has not relented his position of being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And thank you, Pastor Kuiper, for taking us to Psalm 146 tonight, that I am to put my total trust in God and depend on him. It's just like you said in that chapter, don't put your trust in man, in princesses, because it says in verse number 3, you can't depend on anyone, not even a great leader. Yes, thank you tonight for the executive order that came both from Psalm 146 and 147 that has been signed and sealed by our Heavenly Father. It will never be overturned, and it will never be rescinded. So what I have to do is I have to walk in obedience, walk aligned to the biblical principles of the Word of God. I have to walk in the Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to work in me and through me. And the only way I can do that is by being submitted and surrendered to him. Thank you again for the executive order on tonight.
Amen. 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 Dr. Deb, I like that executive order. Executive Order 145 has been spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Executive Order 146. I like that, Dr. Deb. We're going to speak them out. Speak those executives out. Those executive orders. Amen. Outstanding. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's exciting.
Hallelujah. You've had a lot of executive orders.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Dr. Deb. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. You know what, Deacon Connor? I look at it from this perspective. Every time we see an executive order come out, we as the children of God should go into our Constitution, the Word of God, and bring forth our own executive order. Because our executive orders will never be rescinded.
Yeah.
Our executive orders will never be returned. So every time one comes out, we need to go into the Word and say, wait a minute. Let me see what the executive order that God has given forth as far as that concerns. I like what Brother Everett, Brother Everett brought an executive order out earlier this evening.
Yeah.
He said he brought one out that David said, you know, when I once was young, but now I'm old, but I have no, that's an executive order.
Come on.
We got to get some executive order. I hear what they're saying. I hear what they're saying about euthanasia. I hear what they're saying about the federal loans and the federal grants and all of this and that. But I heard Brother Everett say some months ago, probably last year, 2 years ago, that guess what? Before there was a federal loan or a federal grant, Deacon Connor, there was something called grandmamas and grandpas who put money away. See, we got to go back. We got to learn. God is showing us. Yeah. That sometimes it is us that has removed ourselves and began to look at the things of the world. But every time you all an executive order come out that is not aligned to the Word of God, we need to go into the Word. I said, wait a minute. Let me see what God's executive order says. Because I noticed that his don't ever change because, see, some of these executive orders are things that have been overturned because of a previous administration. But I don't care what administration comes into office. Nothing can overturn the promises that God has made to his people. Right. Nothing. Amen. Nothing can overturn them. So we need to get to the word and say, what's the executive order for that? What does the executive order that says? It says, in times of trouble, God's going to protect me. Psalm 27.
Yeah.
We got to go into the executive order and see what the word of God says about that executive order that has been given out. Isaiah 43:2 tells me, when I get to the waters, he said, he ain't going to leave me. He's going to bring me through. When I get to the fires, I'm going to come out and not even smell like smoke. That's an executive order.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So this evening, as you hear executive orders coming out, go to the Word of God, the Constitution, and see what the Word says about it, and use the Word of God, and let that be your executive order that has been signed, sealed by our Heavenly Father, will never be rescinded, and will never be overturned. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Like that.
Amen. That needs to be on CNN. Amen.
I know it. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone else before we proceed to the prayer list?
Amen. I want to say good evening to each of you tonight. I got on a little late, but I thank God for what I've heard concerning the Word of God. And all of the comments tonight tells us who our Heavenly Father is, what he's all about. What he has put in place for us, what he has purchased for us as his children.
All right.
I see in Psalms 145 how it describes God. It tells us who he is and what he's like. And when we look at that, there are some G words in there that speaks to us and describe who God is. I like the part that says, you know, God love all people. God is of no respect to person. You know, everybody, the word said that work righteousness is accepted in his sight. You know, when it comes to God and hearing our prayers and moving in our behalf and granting our request, we can depend on God. I say so many times, I had a woman to call me today and she wanted to know, you know, I've been fasting and I've been praying and look like the more I fast and the more I pray, this doesn't happen and that doesn't happen. And I think what we need to understand that God knows what's best for us. And even when God withholds things, you know, it's a purpose and a reason and a plan. And we have to know also that our faith has to be tested. And we have to, the Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. We have to learn how, as well as we jubilee and we dance and those type of things when God answers our prayer according to our desire. But when he says, no, await, does that change the love of the faith that we have? We should not allow anything to test our to cause us to lose faith. And I know sometimes we all, I'm going to speak for myself, have had a temporary lapse of faith. Moses and Abraham had temporary lapse of faith. But when we continue to trust in God and to know who he is and to trust what he has said, we got to know 8:28 of Romans, that all things will work for good to those that love the Lord. And saying that, a lot of times people are disappointed and lost, you know, what I don't know what they have, what they feel like they have, their faith or whatever, sometimes because God doesn't answer when and how we want him to. But a lot of times God doesn't look at things that we do. We think this is good, and if I get that, that is good, But if God doesn't answer our prayer, we better know that he has the right purpose. And we have to be so real, because God does not always give us what we want, when we want, and how we want. But he is,
amen,
great. He's still a great God when he doesn't answer.
Amen.
You know, our problems and our circumstances and our situation, I don't care how bad it gets for us. And sometimes those trials are so fiery, you feel like they're going to take you out. But even when God doesn't answer the way I want and when I want and how I want, he's still great. He's still a great God, a great and a mighty God. God's goodness, it endures to all generations. Every history, point in history, every people, every nation that has come down through the years, amen, God has shown goodness to us, because his goodness, hallelujah, Jesus, his goodness, amen, endures forever. And God's, amen, work, his creation, amen, hallelujah, is full of glory. It's full of glory. The Bible talks about even the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. We cannot look at this earth and the beauty that God has created for us, because he made this habitation for his people to live. As I shared with the young lady today, God is still who he is. It doesn't matter what come and what go. He is God, and he cannot change. Full of glory. Amen. The earth declares that. Amen. Even our lives, our testimonies, you know, it declares the glory of God, that you can take a sperm and put it in a womb, and it turns into bones and skin and muscle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even the act of having a child declares the glory of God. Amen. And these things are who he is. He's great. He's good. He's full of glory. And let me tell you something else this psalm describes about him. Amen. His words is guaranteed. He's not a man that he should lie. Amen. Glory to God. You can depend on him. It's sure. Amen. It is a covenant. It is an executive order. Amen. All by itself. And you can be guaranteed at that. That what he promised, glory to God, he will perform. Amen. And the last, amen, key word that describes who our God is. Amen. He's full of grace and mercy. Amen. Glory to God. The favor of God that comes upon our lives. Even things that we don't ask for, it's unmerited, it's unearned. Amen. But God is, amen, full of greatness. Amen. He's full of goodness. Amen. He's full of glory. And his word, his promise, amen, what he say, he'll bring it to pass. Amen. And thank God for grace. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I have developed a thing, because I realized, if not for the grace of God, where would I be? Amen. So many times now when people ask me how I'm doing, I want y'all to know I'm doing by grace. I'm moving by grace. I'm talking, I'm walking, I'm living by grace. So when I'm asked, amen, how I'm doing lately, my reply, amen, is grace, grace. And I have so many people that come back and said, I'm like you. It's grace, grace. Amen. So that's what God is. Amen. He in his word, he tells us and he shows us who he is. And even in our lives, when we have testimonies that we can share with others to encourage them that God is great, God is good, God is full of glory, majesty, and power. Amen. He's a guaranteed, amen, Savior, deliverer, and healer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And our God is full of grace. Right there in one passage, amen, right there in one chapter, it speaks so much. And Jesus said in the book of Hebrews, he said, you know, it is written of me. Amen. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. And the Bible says those things that was written aforetime was written for our learning, that through patience of the scripture we may have hope. And we can hope in a God, amen, that all of these things and more, amen, just in one concentrated place, in so many passages in the Bible, amen, we are told who he is and that we can depend on him. And if we glorify him, he tells us, you know, in all things, give glory to God. We are to do what we do, that God will receive glory, that he would receive praise, and that he would receive honor. And even if we continue to praise God, they say that, amen, when we're in situations, dire need of things, and when we praise God, hallelujah, the devil, amen, get confused. How can you praise him? Amen. One time the captives of Israel said, come on, they, you know, mocking them and talk, got them oppressed and pressed down and asked them to sing. Sing one of them songs you used to sing, hallelujah, in Zion. Mm. Amen. And the children of Israel replied, how can we sing the praise of God in a strange land? My brothers, when we think about the greatness of God, when we think about the goodness of God, his glory, amen, his guarantee and his grace, even in a strange land. And I believe the Hebrew boys, along with Daniel, amen, they answered that question over and over again. Amen. Daniel continued to pray, didn't care what kind of orders, amen, glory to God, they passed. He continued to praise his God, and his God came through for him. There is power in praise. There is deliverance in praise. There is healing in praise. There is salvation in praise. Amen. Because God is good. God is great. God is full of glory, majesty, and power. Amen. Because, amen, he's guaranteed to do what he said he would do. Amen. Yes. You can trust and depend on him. And because he's full of grace, mercy, and truth, amen, we can praise God in any situation. In the midst of anything, we can still give God the praise, not because of who we are, but because of who he is. Amen. Yes. And he has proven himself to us so many times. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening to all of you. Amen. It didn't come in on the front end, but I thank God for what I heard tonight. I haven't been encouraged by the man of God and by the comments. Amen. Glory to God. We got to know, amen, who he is. Amen. Yeah. Those that seek him, amen, must first, amen, glory to God, acknowledge him and know that, amen, he will do what he say. Trust him. Have faith. Don't allow troubles, trials, and tribulation to keep us where we are. And we may have that little momentary a little discouragement, a little disappointment because God didn't do the way. But when we think and when we look back at hindsight, we know God's plan is always better. And it is good for us, even if it ain't what I, amen, wanted to come about. Thank you, Pastor Kiefer. Thank you, amen, all of you that commented on the word tonight. It blessed me, the portion that I heard, to reflect back, amen, even through my disappointment, discouragement, even sometime when my head hang a little low. Amen. He is the lifter of my head. Glory to God. Yes, yes. And I thank God tonight for this word coming to us. Amen. Out of the psalm tonight. And when we realize the psalms, amen, were actually songs that they sing about their great and good God. Amen.
All right,
because
all right.
He showed them his glory. Amen. Many times God has, amen, through prayer and through praise. Amen. Glory to God. Sometime I wasn't feeling up to par myself and down and out, but here come a phone call. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. And would you pray for me? And I need some help. And, amen, can you tell me what this means? And can you explain this to me? And by the time I got through ministering to them, whether it was prayer, whether it was advice, or whether it was counsel, amen, glory to God, we both was praising, amen, God,
amen,
because he is great.
Amen.
He is
amen.
Good. He's full of amen. Glory, majesty, and amen. Power. Amen. And he reveals himself to us over and over again. And I'm telling, if you read a full passage, amen, you go to the beginning, get to the end, almost every one of them will speak to us about the greatness, the goodness, the glory, the guarantee, and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm so glad tonight that he is my God. And I'm so glad sometimes when you're going through things, I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes it's like I got a lock on my lips. Hallelujah. Don't want to sing. Amen. But when we humble ourselves, amen, under the hand of God, amen, he'll reveal to us, amen, that nothing, amen, that he gave us, we won't lose anything, we'll gain. When the disciples asked him, what we going to get, seeing that we left houses and land and families, and the Lord told them, amen, no man has lost house, amen, family, nothing, that I will not give him more in this life, 100% in this life, and in eternal life, amen, life everlasting. God bless you, preacher. God bless you, each, amen. Brother and sister on the line, amen, love you with the love of God. Have a blessed rest of your week. Amen. To God be his glory.
Amen. Amen. Bless you,
amen,
God. Bless
Apostle. You, Apostle. Thank you so much, Apostle. Amen. Amen. Prayer request this evening.
I would like to put my cousin Shirley Jones Hearns, H-E-R-N-S, on the prayer line. She lives in Kentucky. She just had knee surgery.
All right.
We'd like to add Lania and Aaliyah Gover, G-O-V-E-R, to our list on tonight. Their grandmother was promoted, so we want to add these two young ladies to our list as well.
All right. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, I would like to add a lady named Angela Ruffles. She is first cousin, and she had a stroke, and I would like to put her on the prayer list. Her name is Angela Russell.
Russell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would like to add Thomas Baker. He is the father of Selena Young. He transitioned.
Thomas Baker, the father of Aaliyah Young.
Selena,
okay.
Soliciting prayer for, amen, Minister Tamika Oliver's eldest son. He's a policeman, and he was shot in his leg on last night. So keep her and him in prayer.
All right. My. I want to solicit prayer for the United States of America.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else this evening? Scripture supporting our prayer request this evening. Dr. Deb.
Amen, amen. Deacon Connor, I'm going to go over to Psalms 23 on tonight and speak to us and encourage us as disciples, as ambassadors, that we have a good shepherd. We have the great shepherd. And it reads, "You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right path. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid.
you are with me, and your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord. Psalms 23 this evening, reading from the Contemporary English Version, knowing that God is our protector. He is mm-hmm. our provider. He mm-hmm. is the one that watches over us. He's the one that keeps us. And he says, even though we may walk through those valleys of dark, that are dark as death, he tells mm-hmm. us not to be afraid. And here's why. He said, I am with you. Amen.
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 Thank God he's with us. Our Father.
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
I come this evening asking your forgiveness for my many sins. I come, Lord, being ever so grateful for another opportunity to call on your name. I come lifting up these, your people.
Yes.
I lift up Shirley Hearns. I know you are a healing God, and we're counting on you to do so. I lift up Brother Everett.
Mm-hmm.
That you would continue to heal his body, and he will
yes,
continue
Lord.
To give you the
yes,
praise.
Yes.
I lift up Lamaya and Janaya Glover as they have... Their grandmother has gone on to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
We lift them up, Lord, because we know the sting of death.
Yes.
And it does hurt, even though we know where they go, it still hurts. So we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And then we lift up Angela Russell, who has had a stroke, asking you, Lord, that there be no damage if it be your will. That her legs will be strong, her arms will be strong, her mind will be strong.
Yes.
We lift her up for healing right now in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
We are lifting up Thomas Baker. We lift up this young man has gone on to be with the Lord. We lift up his family.
Yes.
We lift up the Baker family. We lift up Selena Young. As this is her father, we lift up anyone connected to the Baker family, the family and friends of this person. We lift them up right now. And we do lift up also, we lift up Miss Oliver's oldest son that was shot in the leg. We lift up healing in that leg, that he will be
yes.
healed so he won't even have a limp. We're going to go ahead and thank you for the healing right
yes,
now, Lord.
Yes,
we ask your protection of him upon our police department. We lift him up right now. We lift up all those that are in danger.
Yes.
It has been
Jesus.
Brought to our attention that America needs some help.
Yes.
The United
yes.
States of America.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we lift up our president, Lord. We lift
yes.
up his mindset. We ask that you would, all those that accompany his thinking, that all
mm-hmm.
of those will have a mindset of Christ. We're lifting up Christ
yeah.
Yeah.
in our
yeah.
White House. We lift up Christ to you, Lord, that you would touch their minds before they make a decision. Touch their minds before they speak.
Yes.
Touch their hearts
Lord.
And their
Lord.
Minds, Lord. And we just
yes,
lift
Lord.
Them up to you right now in the name yes. of Jesus.
In the name of
we're
Jesus.
We're going to claim it done because we know you can. We know you're bigger than Trump, so we're going to claim
yes.
it done.
Yes.
In the
yes.
name
yes.
of Jesus, we're going to go ahead and start praising and thanking you for the victory. And when we give you all the praise and all the glory in the precious, wonderful, powerful name of Jesus, we do praise
yes.
you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to personally thank everybody that participated in the call this evening, especially Pastor Professor Reginald Kuiper for that deliverance of the word. All the prayer warriors and the songstress, we thank you so much for being on the line. We look forward to hearing you again on Sunday. So have a good rest of the week. And we will hear you again then. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night, family.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Aurelia. Good night, Mama. Good night.
Good night, Ed. Sister Ruby.
Good night, you all.
Good night, Pastor Kuiper.
Good night, Maddie.
Good night, Sister
Good night, Aurelia.
Ruby.
Y'all have a blessed one. Love you all.
Love you, too.
Good night.